In just a couple of weeks, Wisconsin voters will be one step closer to electing a new state Supreme Court justice. There was an opening on the bench after Justice Michael Gableman announced he would not run for a second term. A three-way primary will be held on February 20th between Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Rebecca Dallet, Sauk County Circuit Judge Michael Skrenik, and Madison attorney Tim Burns. The top two vote-getters will advance to the April general election. Earlier this week, WUWM's Latoya Dennis profiled the candidates. Now she brings us Marquette Law Professor Chad Oldfather to help make sense of it all.
All three of the candidates started out more or less stating an intention to run a nonpartisan campaign. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, like many state Supreme Court, is one that is supposed to be nonpartisan in nature. As things have progressed, it seems like the candidates have moved a bit off of that. Two of them, in particular, are staking out positions that seem to align with the parties pretty clearly. There's a third who's attempting to navigate a bit of a middle position.
Now, I have to ask, who is navigating the middle?
I think that Judge Dallet has at least made an effort to more consciously portray herself as attempting to navigate the middle. Certainly whether she's successfully doing that or not is a matter of some dispute.
So how have you seen the court evolve over the past decade or so?
The court's reputation is at a bit of a low point. There are several reasons for that. I think it has become the case that the court has appeared to be a little more political, and a lot of that has to do with the nature of the election campaigns that have taken place. And it's tied to larger national trends with how state Supreme Court elections have gone. Obviously, as well, there have been some internal divisions on the Supreme Court that seem to involve conflicts that are perhaps more personal than ideological in nature. But in any event, the picture is one of a court that has had some difficulty getting along amongst themselves over the past decade or so. And it probably goes back farther than that.
What's been the impact?
It tends to make the court look like a more political body. Again, ideally, in theory, and one hopes in reality, it's a nonpartisan court. The justice's duty is not political in nature. It's to the law. Now, that's not to suggest that people's judicial philosophies don't correlate to some degree with their political views. They certainly do. But the ideal justice doesn't perceive him or herself as having political loyalties first.
What role, if any, do you think money has played in all of this? I mean, in recent years, we've heard about the influx of dark money from outside the state coming in and influencing things.
It's difficult to know exactly what, if not ideology, people are supposed to be selecting judges and justices based on. So what happens is, like I think we're seeing in this campaign, there's a tendency to try to align oneself with the political parties, which is what a lot of voters take their cues from. That tends to involve a certain sort of messaging. It tends to often involve the use of attack-type ads. And money makes it easier to do those sorts of things. And if the other side has money allowing it to do those sorts of things, or people are doing those sorts of things on another candidate's behalf, then I think any given candidate feels the need to respond in kind, which requires raising money. So I think it contributes to this sort of unfortunate spiral.
Are we seeing that influx of money in this race?
I don't think it is there to the extent that has been the case in the past. There's still a little ways to go. We're still at the stage where there are three candidates rather than two. The race is likely to take on a different cast when we get to that point.
That was Marquette Law Professor Chad Oldfather. He spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.